Almost half of all Indiana farmland isn't owned by the farmer who works it. It's rented out. And in the same way people who rent apartments are unlikely to invest in them, studies show farmers who rent land are less likely to do conservation practices. These practices improve the soil, the water quality, and make farms more resilient to the effects of climate change. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports researchers say in order to get more farmers to adopt these practices, landowners are going to have to become more involved with what goes on the farm.
Hendricks County farmer Justin Coleman bends down between rows of corn to show how well his green rye cover crop is coming in. Cover crops help to add nutrients to the soil and keep that soil in place during heavy rains.
It comes on real thick like that. It almost looks like some grass you'd see in your yard.
Coleman has been doing conservation practices like cover crops for about a decade. The first time was on his family's land.
I kind of went on my own and just did it. And, in the end, it worked out.
But with some of his other landlords, and he has seven, it's been more of a conversation. Last winter, Coleman says he picked up a new farm. The landlord was concerned planting cover crops would crowd out the cash crop he wanted to grow. But he agreed to give it a try.
We've talked a lot through the summer, and he's watched his farm and he's kind of getting a grasp of how things are working.
Coleman considers cover cropping and no-till agriculture a lifestyle, and he says he's not willing to change for a landlord. But not every farmer who rents feels that way. A study co-authored by Purdue researcher Pranay Runjan shows many farmers feel there are barriers to adopting these kinds of conservation practices. And a lot of that has to do with their relationship with their landlords. He says many farmers have one-year leases. By the time some of these conservation practices get established, their landlords could decide to rent the land to someone else, or sell it.
Which creates this sense of insecurity that if I don't have access to this land in the next few years, then how will I reap benefits of actually making investments?
Runjan says it's also a competitive market out there right now. There are more farmers than there is land to rent. Some farmers feel pressured not to rock the boat. But more than anything, Runjan says the biggest barrier to helping farmers adopt conservation practices is educating landowners. The number of landowners in the U.S. who haven't farmed before is growing, and he says it's a challenge to get information to them. These landlords tend to be older than their farmers. About 37% of them are women. And Runjan suspects that number may be growing too. Many of them may have inherited the land due to a death in the family and are new to managing farms.
As a female non-operating landowner, you are just letting them farm the way they're farming. You do not feel that you have that much say.
But there are groups where women landowners can come together and support each other. At learning circles like this one in Bloomington, the group Women for the Land gives female landowners information about conservation and what funding is available to help them get started.
If you guys notice this in the fields in the spring, I really love this one. It's crimson clover, and I put it in about every mix I have.
Farmer Doris Scully works for the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service in Indiana and leads some of these circles. She says more than anything, they're safe spaces where female landowners can learn from each other, share their stories, and gain the confidence they need to make these decisions.
It's your land. You can decide what happens on it and what doesn't happen on it. And, if you don't like the way it's being cared for, then you can do something about it.
After all, what happens on the farm doesn't stay there. Soil that's been tilled and left bare is more likely to run off into nearby streams and lakes during heavy rains. That pollution can harm wildlife and even drinking water sources. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says farmers and their landowners can make a big difference, which is why the federal and state government offer incentives to help farmers adopt some conservation practices. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.